I'm here with Larry Dapsis, and we're at Dennis Pond in Yarmouth, and we're taking a look at some of the early stages of damage from gypsy moths. Tell us what we're looking at here, Larry.
We're looking at a third outbreak year for gypsy moths. They started hatching out a little over a week ago, and we're in a forest that's predominantly oak, which is one of their favorite vegetables to eat. And if you look up here in the canopy, you see a lot of leaves that have open holes in them. And if you look closely at some of the ones closer, you can see larvae that are about a half inch long right now. So a lot of people have asked what was going to happen this year based on the last 2 years. And I say, brace yourself, because it was bad 2 years ago. It was really bad last year. And it likely is going to be even worse this year.
Why is it so bad? It has something to do with the drought. We're no longer in a drought, but why was that important to the flourishing of gypsy moths?
A number of years ago, a parasitic fungus was released. And once it was released, it just sailed throughout New England. And basically, it crashed the gypsy moth populations to where they were just, you know, they were here and there, but not really a factor. And there's a really important part of the life cycle of this fungus that requires a good amount of rainfall in the spring to activate it. And since we've had two consecutive years of very dry springs, it didn't allow the fungus to establish itself. So it let the gypsy moths just go into outbreak mode. And so even with the spring rains we've had, the thinking is that there won't be enough fungal spores to take on the size of the population here. So we're going to be looking for evidence of the fungus activity now and through the next couple of weeks to see what kind of action is happening.
It's just ramping up now, right?
The feeding is starting to ramp up. As they get larger and larger, they consume more and more foliage up to a point where when they're fully sized, they are then consuming 12 square inches of foliage each and every day.
Does that put trees that have been eaten at in years past at greater risk for dying?
There are a lot of dead trees because the heavy defoliation associated with the drought on the trees, they've been hit really hard. And we're not going to see the full impact on tree mortality for another 2 years or so, because these trees are in a weakened state, so they're going to be more susceptible to like root diseases and things like that. So it's going to change the look of the forest, and there's going to be some regeneration that's going to have to occur, and that's a long process.
Another thing that's come out this year with the gypsy moths in their caterpillar stage is they're causing some irritation on some people.
What happens is that the gypsy moths are very hairy, and the hairs contain a number of chemicals. And one of the chemicals is histamine. And when those little hairs break open, and some people are just very sensitive to that histamine, and you'll get red raised lesions. It's not a life-threatening disease. It can be, you know, cured with a little, you know, anti-itch cream, but that's what's going on.
Is there anything that homeowners can do if they're seeing defoliation on their property? Is there anything they could do to protect the tree or even stop the gypsy moths themselves?
I've been advising people since last July that if they have shade trees they want to protect, get on the dance card of a certified tree company and have them spray. The timing of the sprays is basically right now. The caterpillars are at their most susceptible stage.
Were there gypsy moths with us for the whole summer? What's their lifespan?
At this point, we're looking at another probably 3 or 4 weeks of feeding. And then what they're going to do is pupate on the sides of the trees. So you'll see these brown cocoons hanging from the trunks of the trees. And then they're going to hatch out into two types of moths. There's going to be the one that people see flying typically, and that's the male gypsy moth. And the female gypsy moth, she's so big, she can't fly. She'll sit on the side of the tree and just call out for a boyfriend and then just lay her egg masses right there.
Thanks so much, Larry, Barnstable County entomologist.